Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, it says that pastors within the church are to be found trustworthy. Did you know you can help your pastor in this way? You can promote and prod and spur on his faithfulness to God's word and to God's work. Do you want to know how you can do this? Well, first of all, you can pray for his faithfulness. Pray that God would open his eyes to the wondrous truths from God's word. Not only pray for it, but participate in his faithfulness. How do you encourage faithfulness for your pastor? Well, by being present, being eager to be at church. You wanting to be at church above anywhere else, desiring to hear God's word, is like saying sic'em to a bulldog for a pastor. And you know why you should want your pastor to be faithful to the word in preaching? Because God's words are life. They are truth. They are like medicine to the soul, honey to the tongue, and water to the parched lips. But let me tell you some things not to pray for. Don't pray for the pastor's fame or his failure. That might seem odd, right? But I know, because I am human, that we want to be part of something big and flashy and important. And if the pastor is famous, then we get to get on some of that fame. But that's the wrong attitude. So don't pray for that. That's what was going on in Corinth. People were saying that their particular leader or pastor was of a greater superstar status, and so they were looking for ways to promote that status. Look at his degrees, look at the books he's written, look at how many conferences he speaks at, on and on. But there's also another side to this, and that's praying or hoping for the pastor's failure. Have you ever had a pastor you were not particularly fond of? And did you ever wish he might make a mistake, a misstep, so that the church would have reason to ask him to move on down the line just because you didn't like the guy? When you speak of your pastor in public, do you tend to talk about how the pastor doesn't meet all of your preferences or all the things you wish he did or didn't do that are really no eternal consequence? Don't highlight what you consider failures. Encourage your pastor's faithfulness to the word by praying for him and participating in the ministry. As you pray today, please remember Grady Johnson and his family, our missionaries in Mexico. And also remember the Donde Hamba LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.